This is Appalachian Today, a quick rundown of some of the stories you'll find online at today.appstate.edu. From Ann Belk Hall on App State's Boone campus, I'm Dave Blanks. New Atlantic Contracting hosted representatives from Appalachian State University and distinguished guests, including North Carolina Senator Ralph Heiss and State Representative Ray Pickett, at a February 22nd topping out ceremony for the Holmes Convocation Center parking deck, which is scheduled for completion this summer. The six-level parking deck will offer 600 stalls, increasing the number of parking spaces available for faculty, staff, and students by 460. This additional parking will also support special events at the Holmes Convocation Center and the 30,000-seat Kid Brewer Stadium. App State selected New Atlantic and Little Diversified Architectural Consulting to design and build the deck, breaking ground on the project the week of June 12, 2023. The deck replaces the former Holmes surface parking lot and is located adjacent to the Holmes Center's northwest and southwest entrances. One of the planned features of the project is a covered pedestrian bridge that runs from the deck's second level and is connected to the paved concourse area outside the Holmes Center's southwest entrance. Appalachian State University has been recognized by Fortune in its list of best master's in data science programs for 2024. App was ranked 11th in the nation for its Master of Science in Applied Data Analytics program. The 36-hour degree program offered by App State's Walker College of Business was created in 2016 and provides students with the technical skills to work with data and to do so within a business context. Graduates of the program understand and can apply data analytics concepts, techniques, and tools to promote effective organizational decision-making and problem-solving. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, data science is the third fastest-growing occupation in the U.S., and many companies are willing to pay competitive salaries even for entry-level candidates. The Bureau reports that the current mean salary for data scientists is $115,240. App State's Office of Community Engaged Leadership held its second annual Mobilize the Mountains Day of Service on February 24th. Dozens of students and faculty volunteers contributed over 111 hours of community service to two local nonprofit organizations. Volunteers assisted the Volunteers in the Parks program with work at Sims Pond on the Blue Ridge Parkway. That work included trail maintenance along the Overlook Trail. Also, at Grace Builders Woodlots, volunteers collected, cut, and split wood and distributed firewood to community members identified and vetted by the Hunger and Health Coalition to heat their homes during the winter months. During the 2022-23 academic year, 6 days of service provided 699 volunteer hours to 16 local organizations whose missions directly impacted Watauga County. Also, according to a recent economic impact study, App State students and employee volunteers generated an annual impact of $3.4 million in added income to the local five-county region, that's Watauga, Ashe, Avery, Caldwell, and Wilkes counties, and $5.2 million in statewide impact in the fiscal year 2021-2022. The Mebane Charitable Foundation has donated $100,000 to Appalachian State University to fund the expansion of reading assistance services for kindergarten through third grade students in Watauga and Catawba counties. These services will provide critical literacy resources to local families, building on the model established at the Anderson Reading Clinic, which is located in the Reich College of Education on the university's Boone campus and is the oldest university-based reading clinic in North Carolina. Reich College of Ed Dean Melba Spooner said the gift will allow the college to improve literacy outcomes for greater numbers of children across North Carolina. The funding's being used to purchase technology and reading materials, and also it'll provide professional development opportunities for staff. In addition, the donation will support development of a digital learning channel, which will be a repository of literacy education materials. That content will be designed for education students at Appalachian State and will also be made available to the more than 10,000 App State alumni working in education across North Carolina. Former North Carolina Poet Laureate and Appalachian State University professor Joseph Bethanty has been named to this year's class of the North Carolina Literary Hall of Fame. Established in 1996 under the leadership of poet laureate Sam Ragan, the North Carolina Literary Hall of Fame is a program of the North Carolina Writers Network. The program celebrates and promotes the state's rich literary history by commemorating its leading authors and encouraging the continued flourishing of great literature. The Hall of Fame is located at the Weymouth Center for the Arts and Humanities in Southern Pines. Professor Bethandy, along with the groundbreaking essayist and educator Anna Julia Cooper, bestselling novelist Kay Gibbons, poet and professor Leonard Moore, and Appalachian bard Ron Rash will be inducted into the hall in a special ceremony on October 6th at the Weymouth Center. Keith Werner has been named Chief Information Officer at Appalachian State University effective March 18th. Werner currently holds the position of Vice President of Information Technology, Strategy, and Cybersecurity at the University of North Carolina System Office, a position he's held since 2022. From 2018 to 2022, he was Vice President for IT and Chief Information Officer for the UNC System Office. In his role as CIO at App State, Werner will lead a team of more than 100 information technology professionals in the areas of academic technologies, enterprise applications, IT support services, information security, infrastructure and systems, and project management. For a video of the parking deck topping off ceremony, as well as complete details on these and many other Appalachian State stories, go online to today.appstate.edu. For Appalachian Today, I'm Dave Blanks.